Hi, my name is Matthew Ketchum, your neighborhood friendly technology coach, sitting down here at Davis High School with Chris Guptill, a teacher that's used some really immersive experiences on the computer with different maps and videos of drone footage.
Hi, Matt. I'm Chris Guptill. I teach at Davis High School. I teach sophomore world history, and I teach AP Human Geography, which is mainly made up of freshmen at Davis High School.
You did a really neat project with your students using this Beyond the Map with Google of a low-income historical area in Brazil called the favelas. Would you like to share a little bit about that project?
Favelas, the slums in Rio de Janeiro that were highlighted when the Olympics and the World Cup were going on there. Google made a production out of taking a virtual tour where you're led by a guide and you have some choices as far as where you want to go and see that takes you inside of a place most people never see. Most media never sees. The police don't go in there. It's kind of its own little world. And so this resource allows students to go through and visit at their own kind of discretion and where they wanted to see.
How did you incorporate that into your curriculum?
We study in AP Human Geography population demographics, and so there were some demographic changes in Brazil and some stories that highlighted those changes but also mentioned the favelas was kind of a leaping off point. And when I came across that tour and the map, the two things kind of came together, and it was a good way to blend the curriculum from an article to be read as a homework assignment, but then also bring it alive a little bit.
What was the students' experience with that?
Their reaction to it?
Yes.
Yeah, they really get drawn in. I was able to do it a couple times with other people in the room, and they saw the same thing, that the kids just, it was quiet, which is a sign that you kind of got them hooked, and they were all kind of doing their own thing, which is one of the neat things I think about having the devices is that everyone can be doing the same thing, but in their own way. And so they started off together at the beginning, but you saw them wandering throughout the whole thing, and pretty soon everyone was doing something a little bit different, you know. And that's kind of one of the big advantages of everyone having their own device.
What was their takeaway from that experience?
I think that they were amazed at how different it looked. I mean, you're talking about a country that's on the developing list, and so to take a step to a developing country out of a developed country is going to be a little bit of a shock. But then to go to the favela, which is the, you know, extremely poor and downtrodden area, I think it was real eye-opening. But I think it's also eye-opening in a positive way because there's so much culture there. You know, you think, well, it's a poor slum, so everybody is suffering. But that's not the case. They're just kind of forgotten about, and they're kind of managing their own life. But it just doesn't look like our life at all. So I think that was eye-opening, both in the how different, you know, life can be, but also how much it's very much the same, you know, same cultural food and activities and the things people do, whether they're poor or not, or whether they're in a developed country or not. So
you were also sharing that you were also using New York Times have these augmented reality or immersive articles. Mm-hmm. Do you want to share a little bit about what you like about using those articles?
Well, the newest Google Glass and the ability to 360 degree view, it really tells a compelling story. So one of the ones they had was about refugees, children refugees to be specific. And so obviously young people can connect better with kids going through that. And so there was one of a kid from a country in Africa. There were these kids in Russia who had been kind of left behind by the changes there. And you got to go into their world and see what they saw and experience a little bit about what their surroundings are like. And it really, I think, is effective in showing people can overcome these hardships and they go through these tough things, but it's hard to connect with them if you can't kind of be there, and it allows you to kind of be there. So not everyone has Google Glass, you know, but if you can get that, it's a really effective tool. It really is. As an adult, I do it at home and I'm like, this is amazing, you know, so it really is effective.
Do you think the students with these engaging type articles are connecting more to the content?
I think you have to be careful not to just say this covers it. And I'm one of the things I struggle with is how much do I over homework assignment something to get the content and the assignment and accountability versus the experience. So you can't just say, watch this, and I hope you learn from it.
Yes.
But you can also turn it into too many questions and jobs so that it's all about that and not the experience. So I think that's where you have to blend those two needs together. You want them to have that, help them understand the curriculum, but you also want them to go out and get an experience that they'll remember and that they can grab onto when they're taking a test or trying to show what they know.
And you are sharing a website, Travel by Drone. How do you use that within your class?
Well, I think you can use it as a general, you know, hey, go explore.
Yes.
But I use it partially when I do a unit on drones. Drones are an emerging technology, and they're going to help to change the world in a lot of ways. I mean, it's starting to happen now, but the future is going to be really a heavily use of drones. And so we can use it, Travel by Drone lets you see other places, but what we're also at the same time learning what other uses do they have. Scientific okay. research, being able to help in disasters and in emergency situations. And there's so many uses, and we're starting to scratch the surface of it. So one is seeing a place, which, you know, kids in Modesto a lot of times don't get to see enough places, so it serves that purpose. But since it's geotagged to the map of the world, whatever you're studying, you can get in there and see some specifics that would save you from having to find picture after picture or searching for videos online. It gives you a kind of a direct shot to where you're trying to learn about.
And you had a lesson recently at Ancient Greece, and you were using those Travel by Drone website for that?
Yeah, so you know, the ancient Greece, you know, just Greece in general, to most sophomores is kind of an abstract thing.
Yes,
they haven't
right.
been there. So, and what you can do is you can match up the visual description with the description in the textbook. The textbook's talking about a peninsula and this and that, and the kids are like, well, you know, I don't know. But then you can say, well, see there, you know, you can see a little more. And because Greece is so much like California, you can do a comparison. Say, look, imagine where we are now. It's a lot like that here. We have this, they have this. You know, we don't have the ancient buildings, but we have the same climate and the same scenery in some ways. So you want to use the familiar to kind of get them comfortable with it, but then show them they have this tremendous history there that we don't have. So,
is there any final thoughts or best practices for teachers trying out these different engaging activities?
I think that you want to just listen for the signs that you've got something effective. And I think when they're hooked in, you'll hear it because they'll be into it in a way where you're like, okay, this is a good one. They'll want more. And some of them, I give them lots of different things. I think you can see, well, this one's okay, or maybe works for some but not others. And so you're always looking for the best stuff. But the other thing you can do is you can engage them in trying to find it, because once they kind of know what you're looking for, say, yes. hey, go out and find some more of this, and they might find something that's an even better resource for you. You know, so that kind of crowdsourcing it is a good way to do it. So
thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Matt.